So I was starting to photograph them and I was starting to observe them. And we made a copy paste of the windows in the Rüdersrot and in the Upper Street to Excel. This is how the whole work started. So we just kind of, and we wrote a little paper and we said, what would you think if your neighborhood would turn red? You know, kind of to provoke people to mix the city, to say there's not a red light district, there's not a trailer park, there's not a mall and a private enclave, but everything, people are going to start to mix up, you know, mixed use space in the city. That was the intention in the beginning.
And what was the reaction?
The reaction were that people came since the first day to see this, and some, the police came and they were asking, you cannot start a red light district here. And we are saying, no, it's an artistic installation. And then people from the city came, they said, what are you doing here? And a lot of people passed, men were ringing on the door, they wanted to see a woman. And there were garbage trucks who were passing by. And actually they went back in order to see, because they couldn't believe their eyes what is happening here in the chic neighborhood, you know. So it was a lot of reactions, and it was going so bad that in the end, in the middle of the night, men were ringing the door in order to see women, that we have had to close it off and fight closed, vitrines closed. And then we organized afterlife moment together with experts on prostitution and together with politicians in the neighborhood. We organized this, and they were saying, this is very interesting what you did, but why are you not using your energy in order to do something in the Rüdersrot? Because there we have a real problem. And this is how everything started. So I was thinking, oh, I wanted to be finished with prostitution, but actually it was just the beginning.